This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, my name's Rex Lovegrove, and welcome to Colours of the Heart, looking at life's challenges from a place of presence and compassion.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Welcome forward to Colours of the Heart. Hey, you're with Rex Lovegrove. And before we enter into the conversation with a really sweetheart of a wahine, as far as I'm concerned, I just want to give Kiwi Bike a big rap. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for loving me in relation to that I love. And Access Radio Taranaki, you rock. You absolutely rock. So thank you. I have Karen on board. Now, I've had Karen on the show a couple of times in relation to natural health, and she's an absolute magician as far as I'm concerned. And we're going to enter into the world of detoxification, and so I'm excitedly, enthusiastically looking forward to your magic, sweetheart. So welcome once again to the show, Karen.
Oh, thank you for the lovely introduction, as usual, Rex. It's always such a pleasure to share with you and to be on this wonderful platform, really, to be able to help others. So, yeah, my pleasure.
Oh, hey, you're most welcome. I'm really curious about fasting, detoxification, and I understand you've, over the years, you've created a program that's about, obviously, natural health, but also weight loss, and so 30 plus years, I imagine, of study and science, you've come up with a formula in relation to general well-being, and it's quite exciting hearing your enthusiasm about that. So please just rock and roll.
Okay, it's very exciting, and oh my gosh, Rex, you wouldn't believe it, over 35 years of working in this industry. And what I've come to the conclusion is it's actually our ability to keep our detoxification pathways clear so that everything works really well. So if you look at our detoxification pathways, we're looking at our liver, our kidneys, our lymphatic system, our lungs, our skin. Now, if one of those gets blocked, as an example, your skin, if you block your pores of your skin with too many products and it stops the skin from being able to eliminate, because it's one of our biggest elimination organs, what happens then is it puts pressure on the others. So your liver takes the brunt, the kidneys take the brunt, the lungs, and the lymphatics take the brunt. And so consequently what happens is they take the brunt and then everything else starts to fall back. So by doing certain protocols of detoxification and working with all of the elimination organs to help our bodies flow, we can then heal any dis-ease process. Sometimes you have to go sort of take the pendulum right to the one end to actually heal a disease. If you, for example, you've got a disease process that could be quite late stages, then what we have to do is we have to really take the pendulum to the other extreme. Just as an example, when I was working in a clinic in London and we were working with incurable diseases, we would take people through very long-term fasting. Now, with long-term fasting, you have to have certain tools, things like herbs and maybe saunas and skin brushing and lots of different things to help the body eliminate and rest. Of course, rest is really important. But when you're doing a long-term funds, what it enables everything to do is everything to go back to factory setting. And that, research has shown recently, is if we do a long-term bus with support, of course, and the support can be products, it doesn't have to be people, but if you have long-term bus, you can change your telomeres, which is the ends of your DNA, and it's the ends of the DNA that get frayed, and that creates the aging process, and so the disease process. And so by fasting, you can really, really make a huge shift in your health and well-being. And as you know, Rex, from 2010, I have had a program called Fast Track to Health, and it was specifically designed because I wanted to heal myself of the menopause process that caused me to gain weight and to get depression and anxiety and stuff. And then earlier this year, I was researching ways of accelerating the healing process, because after all, we as humanity over the last 2.5 years have gone through one of the most stressful times in history. And so I was looking for ways to help people get their health and vitality back. And so I was getting research papers about various different things. And fasting kept coming up and coming up and coming up. And so that drew me to go, right, okay. Well, actually, my guides tapped me on my shoulder and said, you've got to do something, you've got to do something, you've got to do something, until I sort of basically took notice. And so what happened was, is I got chatting to a few of my lovely clients, all of them female, by the way, and it's only because I wanted to have a group that felt safe together and they could share all their experiences. And I'm not saying that men are dangerous or anything, it's just that I find that when women are talking to one another, they can express a bit better. But what I found was I put them through a process that's a mixture of Fast Track to Health, which is low inflammatory foods, and intermittent fasting. And intermittent fasting just basically means that you have a sort of longer than average time between eating the first meal of your day and the last meal of the day. And basically, then we took them through 48 hours plus of fasting. Now, I've been getting, people can choose whether they want to fast, where it's not really technically fasting the first one, but basically one food a day. So for example, you could have chicken and you just have chicken, or you can have, you know, beef or whatever, and you just eat that for the day, and you can have beef bone broth and chicken broth and chicken day and that sort of stuff. And, or you can go on broths. And this is the one that most of the ladies decided to choose, or you could go in the water fast. And I don't think any of the 12 ladies in my trial group, including myself, did the water. And everyone did a mixture between 48 hours and actually 6 or 7 days of fasting. And all of them have had the most amazing results. And now I've been following them now for well over 2 months, and the results have been absolutely astounding. You know, if they've got weight to lose, the weight's been going. Some of them didn't need to lose weight, but they've been feeling so much better. They're getting so much more clarity of mind. And all of these things, sorry, Rex, I'm rabbiting, aren't I? Am I doing enough? Do we need more detail?
Hey, you're what's rocking and rolling. You just flow away, my dear.
Okay. So when the ladies have been feeding back to me, they've been astounded about how easy it is. And of course, we do have products that go alongside it. So I encourage everyone to have certain minerals, and I encourage everyone to have certain things. And one of them is a homeopathic remedy that I've created for the program. And it really does help just take the edge off hunger. And the reason I created, it's a very new product, the homeopathic remedy, and it's basically like my Fast Track, so it's Fast Track, but with extras added. So it's basically got chemical detox, it's got heavy metal detox and other support products to help the body eliminate. And then we've got what we call a boost drops, which just adds into their water. So they've got drainage remedies, so it helps the elimination organs to drain. And then there's some herbs. Herbs are always really useful. I'm a big passionate about herbs. I love them. And also a magnesium gel that you put on your skin. All of these have been created specifically for this program. And we're launching that on the 1st of September. But what I'm encouraging people to do is look into fasting. If you have any information, if you need any information, just don't hesitate to get in contact. But the thing which I'm learning is all of the information. I've been very, very fortunate over the, as I say, 30 plus years of working in this industry, is all coming into use right here, right now. And it's so, I feel so blessed to be able to share it, because I know that it's going to be able to help so many people.
Hey, I feel you, and I'm excited about that. You're excited about. We'll pause for a moment, Whanau, and if you haven't been told today, let me be the first. You are cared for. Kia ora.
Yeah.
Kia ora, whānau. Hey, once again, welcome forward to Colours of the Heart. And Karen's in the house, and she's talking about detoxification and fasting and all the things that once upon a time our ancestors did naturally. And she's waking me up to the possibility of health and vitality. And she also made reference about that fasting can reduce and lessen the aging process, which is fascinating. And so if anyone wanted to contact you and get on your programs or get more information, where would they go to, my friend?
Okay, I've got a website called vitalityhealth.co.nz. So that's vitalityhealth.co.nz. And also I've got another website, which is my personal website, which is karencreighton.com. And the difference is the Vitality Health one is to do with the Fast Track to Health, and it will also have the Ultimate Detox package on there.
Yes, yes.
And karencreighton.com is to do with workshops that are available. So I've been doing workshops for, I love doing workshops. So if anyone wants workshops and things, it also itemizes my experience in various different ways. And so with the Ultimate Detox, which is what we've been talking about, is we decided to try and make it as affordable as possible. And that means, you know, if you've got time but low funds, you can join in just the same as if you've got low time and, you know, more funds, you know. So it's basically different ways of doing it. And so we're going to have a monthly subscription fee, where people can join us. At the moment, it's going to be on Facebook, but we have got another strategic group, sort of like online support network that we're looking into. It's going to start with Facebook, and that's going to be with myself. And also I've got another naturopath who's coming on board, and then also other experts in the field of motivation and emotional support and everything on there as well, and also others who are on the program. And so basically it's just a real support network, but also we're going to be providing the actual program. So basically it's a booklet where you just follow the process. So then we're going to be adding more and more resources to that as the months go by. So we're going to be adding more workshops, we're going to be adding more things on board. Then the second level is going to be with the product, so like your homeopathic spray, the drops, the herbal drops and the magnesium. And then we have a higher level where you get one-on-one training and also the other things as well. So we're trying to sort of help wherever your need is, really, as I think it's a vital way of us learning about how to empower ourselves with our own health, because, you know, really and truly, no one else looks after us apart from us. You know, we're the only ones who can look after our own physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So, yeah, so that's the sort of object of the whole program, really, is to help as many people achieve the best health possible.
Brilliant.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense to me. I've had the honour of working alongside you with my own health, and there was a remarkable shift in my vitality, and I reduced, I think, 21 kilos within about 3 months, something like that. So I know what you do works, because I have personal experience of it, and I feel really strongly is that, you know, there's a lot of information out there in relation to what's okay and what's not okay for your body. But if you don't have a personal experience associated with what you do based on how you feel about what you do, then it's just a lot of noise. And you give more than just your voice to that you love. You give the aroha and the support ongoingly in regard to that you love, which has been of service. And I'm rocking and rolling a little bit just recently, and I need to share this, whānau. Just recently, a close friend of mine was going through some stress, and we reached out to Karen, and she was there immediately, absolutely immediately, with all her enthusiasm and heart, and in doing so shifted her perspective and the way she was feeling almost immediately. So kudos to you, darling. Love you, love you, love you. Had to get that out.
I'm very blessed in the fact of how I've been guided to be in this situation at this time. And, you know, there's been times when I haven't felt very blessed. So I started in this industry, as I said, over 35 years ago because of my ill health. And so all the time of searching for answers for myself, as well, and then as time went by, for my clients. So I've always been searching, always. But the reason, actually, the Ultimate Health Program came about was because earlier this year, I was working incredibly hard and being, I was very, very busy and dealing with clients who are incredibly stressed. I mean, having various different symptoms, and everything was just exacerbating. And I was feeling the weight of the world on my shoulders. And I haven't felt like that really about my work for a long time. And then I got the tap on the shoulder, as I say, about doing this program. And so I joined in with the group. And oh my gosh, I feel like the weight has been lifted and I feel back in my passion again. And I'm just so excited about the potentiality of it all again. And nothing strange, I'm still working with clients who are struggling, you know, but I can bring that energy into it, which I've lost. And I think if anything, if we can help our mental health, not just our physical, but our mental health, as well as our physical and spiritual health, then we can help not just ourselves, but the rest of society.
Absolutely. What I'm curious about, Karen, is you've made note on a couple of occasions in this interview about having that tap on the shoulder. And so when you say tap on the shoulder, are you referring to your intuition? Are you referring to an expanded aspect of yourself? What is the focadal around that, love?
Oh, that's a very good question. So I have been working with my intuition since I was a very young girl. So I've always known that I've been protected. I've always known that I'm safe, and I've always had voices. I thought I was mad when I was younger, but I've always had voices telling me really great insights. And whether that's intuition or whether it's my guides, that as in spiritual guides, a bit both, I would say. So I just feel that I get guidance from wherever. And I don't have a particular religious belief or anything like that, but I do have a belief that there's something outside of us that's helping us at this present moment, at any time in history, but especially at the moment.
Brilliant. So with the guided instruction or information that you're receiving, that coincides with your innate ability in regard to natural health. They walk together, obviously.
Absolutely. So, for example, when I'm working with, like, your friend, that guidance doesn't come from me. That comes through me, you know. And it's the same when I'm creating remedies. So very often if I have a client with me, actually on the phone with me, and I'm creating them a remedy, I just get told what to put in, you know. Yes, I've studied it all, and yes, I know the intellectual part of it. I know what's in certain herbs. I know what's in various different homeopathics and what they're for. But generally, as a general rule, I follow the guidance. It's so much easier. You know, it's you don't have to think about it, really. It's just like, and I've never had anything that's gone askew. I trust it implicitly, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I know you have a loving relationship with plants and
yes.
And so I listened to something a while ago and I found it quite fascinating that plants actually do communicate. And
oh,
And they actually communicating with ourselves, but because of, this is my thoughts and feelings on it, but because of the level of noise that's going on, perceivingly outside of ourselves, we actually that intuitive nature gets somewhat quietened, and we're not receiving the information from the plants. And you obviously agree with this, Corridor. So can you expand upon that? What is actually happening?
Yeah, so as I said, you know, I've been involved in my inner spiritual world for a very long time, and there was a time when I still didn't, because a disconnection from it, but from a very young age, I used to sit underneath trees or underneath plants. One of my favourite was a rhododendron bush that was in our garden when I was a little girl, and I used to have conversations with it.
Yeah.
And it used to tell me various different things, but I can't remember now, but I used to go to the rose bush, and she used to tell me which petals to pick to make an essence, or to make a perfume, to make a whatever. And so, and it was only really when 1990 that I started to really communicate again, because all the flim-flam of teenagehood and being sick and everything else, I shut it all down, really. And so it's only when I hit sort of my early 30s that I started really communicating again. So it's well over half of my life. I've been felt fortunate enough to have conversations with not just trees and flowers, but with nature itself.
Brilliant.
So I just get, they tell me things like, it, you know, trees, you know, everyone says, oh, you know, the trees aren't, you know, the plants aren't happy, but actually they are. They're there to help us and to help us be happy and to give us joy and to bring us the ability to heal. And, you know, if you just walk in the woods, you feel so much better.
I agree. And I feel personally that society has disregarded the consciousness of plants, animals, life itself.
Mm.
And so your corridor aligns with that. Hey, look, we're about to wind down, but before we do, thank you so much for sharing that you're passionate about. Thank you so much for turning up and expressing that's so naturally innate with you. Is there anything you want to add before we wind down?
I think to remind people that we can heal ourselves. We don't need it from outside sources. Yeah, we need a little bit of support sometimes, and we need a little bit of direction, but generally we can do it ourselves as long as we trust in our own being. And I think that's where we get to reconnect our head, heart, gut, to connect and join the dots all together. And if we do that, we can't go far wrong.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Beautiful corridor. Thank you so much, Karen, for tuning up. Two Colours of the Heart. Love you, love you, love you. Kia ora whānau, you're with Colours of the Heart. And if you haven't been told today, let me be the first. You are cared for. Kia ora. Thank you for your time and your ears. If you are inspired and stimulated by what has been said, you can contact me at Mountaintop Life Coaching and look forward to hearing your feedback. If you haven't been told today, let me be the first. You are cared for. Kia ora.
Imagine there's no heaven.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.